Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. Welcome to the Free Thinker Podcast. Welcome to the Free Thinker Army. We use this word army a lot. And sometimes people will say to me, Matt, maybe you shouldn't use the word army. It's a little aggressive. It's intentional. Because we are in the middle of a global war, a digital war between good and evil. And if we said something like kind of weak, kind of gay, like this is a movement, this is a, it's gay as fuck. This is an army. We are building an army. And let me tell you guys right now that over the last week, I've been getting inbound from people extremely smart, extremely well educated, extremely well accomplished people in all facets of industry, all various parts of technology and government and corporation and influence. People all over the world are starting to gather. And they're starting to gather because there is a army building. And I want to say movement. I kind of want to say movement, but really I don't want to say movement because it's not just a movement. It is bigger than that. And I welcome everyone to it. I think I've been thinking about this a lot. And over the last few years, over the last 4 years or so, we've seen these uprisings, these social uprisings kind of brewing all over the world. And let me go back to BLM. I remember when BLM happened and we're like, oh, I can't believe in the streets because of the fentanyl overdose. And we all kind of mocked it. And we were all kind of negative about it. And I get why. But I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about it a lot recently. Regardless of their why, at the underlying core was a populace and a movement and a building of people pushing back against the establishment. Maybe it's not something along the lines of something that you agreed with, but at their core, they were pushing back against the establishment. When you see these pro-Palestinian protests at all the colleges and conservatives say, oh, look at them. They only want to promote terrorism. If you really think about it, they're not. They're pushing back at the establishment. And then we see all these other movements going on all over the country. We'll get into some of them today. We see what's going on in Europe. We see what's going on here. Have you guys seen the movement? And I fucking hate that word. Why do I keep on saying movement? We keep on seeing
The uprising
against the celebrities. Block the celebrities. I love that. What's going on? And we'll get into that. We are seeing everyone pushing back against the establishment and the establishment elite. And someone very smart said to me today, there will always be elite. And yes, I can see that. But the reality is the elite that's in charge of our lives right now, this very moment, this day, they don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about me. They are so separated from the reality of this world. They are so separated from what we care about, what we think about. They are so separated, and they have forgotten who the people are that helped them get to the position that they're in. And that's including not only the elite that were born elite, but that's including the people that we called American success stories that kind of worked their way up. And as soon as they get there, as soon as they get to the top, as soon as they get to a position where they have power and influence, they become one of them. And we are seeing it everywhere. And I think what's building and I think what's brewing throughout the world is a global movement of people that want to say enough is enough. We want to make a difference. The reality is that you can't do it unless you're organized. And if you want to be organized, you have to build an army. So those are the type of topics I want to talk about today. These are the type of things that we're going to get into. And we're going to use some of the movements that we're talking about today to make those comparisons. But before we begin, I'm Matt Kim. I'm the host of this show. And I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Peter Saddington.
What's up? What's up? What's up, guys? Welcome, everybody, to the Matt Kim Podcast, the Free Thinker Army. I loved that monologue. You should do a monologue every live stream. That the music gets me hyped.
Uh-huh.
Your monologue gets me hyper, man. So I think that needs to be a new thing. Like the first 5 minutes is just Matt Kim riffing.
And
I like it a lot.
These are the things I've been thinking about a lot recently because we see it everywhere. And how much inbound have we gotten in the last week? Ridiculous.
So when Matt says a smart individual just told them about that there will always be elites, we literally, right before this stream, got off a call with three really sophisticated individuals in deep tech, venture capital, finance, investing. They have history in media and YouTube and influencing and all that stuff. And so we are having really fun conversations with people who want to get involved.
Yes.
Who are trying to figure out where they can place themselves. And they're in a good position because the Matt Kim podcast, as we have hinted before, we are creating a platform. And as Matt keeps saying, we are going to be, and I can say this with a little bit of ego, I think we're going to be part of the centerpiece of these armies that are rising up and growing. Instead of using the word movement, people are waking up.
Waking up.
People are waking up. You see all these people waking up.
And I think all people wake up at different times.
Yeah.
People wake up to different things they care about. For some people, it's celebrities mocking them at the Met Gala, which we'll get into. Some people, it is having their favorite pop artist in Europe losing to the trans person. People are waking up. Some people, it is watching rioting in the street. Some people, it's a stolen election. Some people, it's telling you gotta stay home or you're gonna kill grandma. Everyone wakes up to different reasons. But at the underlying core of it all is that there is something systematically wrong with society, that there is an oligarchy that rules and controls our lives, that are making decisions on our behalf without our consultation, without our interest, for their own benefit, for their own power, influence, and money. And people have had enough.
That really is it. And I love this idea of this underpinning waking up. Everybody is waking up. And I love the fact that you gave some options. People are waking up to different things. The dysfunction in schools, the dysfunction in companies, the dysfunction with DEI, Black Lives Matter, whether it's COVID, whether it's the technology, the rise of AI, whether it's these corporate overlords or these you know, wealthy, rich elites that are, or it's the Hollywood elites, or it's the social, like everyone's waking up to something. And I love the way that you stated it, Matt. It's perfect. It's absolutely true. People in their own little lanes are very fine with life until their lane gets disrupted. And I think we're the entire society, things are breaking down everywhere. So even if you're in this little bubble, you got your own matrix, you got your own lane, guess what? Your lane that you thought would never be affected by the clown fiesta out there, it's now getting affected.
And
everything's getting affected.
We are told that our lane that we're in is fighting with this lane, is fighting with this lane, which is fighting with this lane. It's all to distract us that we're all fighting the same final boss.
Not wrong.
And we're sitting here spending all of our time, all our efforts fighting one another. But the reality is that if all these lanes and all these movements would combine and collaborate and jointly fight back together, can you imagine the amount of pushback? I saw the stat today, actually the other day. And Will, I'm going to send it to you right now. It's something that we touched on briefly, but it was a poll done. I think it was published in the New York Times where they talk about, Will, see if you can put this up. I'll just send it to you. Most Americans think the system needs to change. Right? So how many of Americans think that there is something wrong with the system and there has to be some sort of change? Well, did you get that? Can you pull that up, please?
So we'll see the poll in just a second, but just a quick color commentary. The people are so fat and happy until their life is disrupted. And it just shows, you used the word systemic. It just shows how the dysfunction of the world is is seeping into every facet of life. Matt, let me see if you would agree with me on this comment. Would you agree that adding politics to anything basically ruins that thing? You add politics to sports, ruin sports. You add politics to schools, ruin schools. This political game, this political world that we're living in is seeping into every facet. Wait till the moment when old Aunt Jemima, you know, your favorite aunt, is coming to you next week and telling you that from her crochet and, you know, workshop that she does with her homies at 89 years old, they're talking about politics. It's like everything's getting infected with this idea, man. And it's people are waking up. They've had enough. They just want to go and enjoy a sports game. They want to just go and enjoy activity X without having to deal with some Sleepy Joe nonsense that comes up in conversation.
Mm. Did you get this, Will? So, well, he's trying.
We got the Google thing up right now.
So there are, the question was, which comes closest to your view about the political and economic system in America, even if none are exactly right? The options were to be torn down entirely, major changes, minor changes, no changes. This was the question given. 14% of people said the entire system needs to be broken down entirely. 14%. 55% asked for major changes. And then 27% to 2% wanted minor changes and no changes. 2% of people wanted no change. Mm. 2% of people are happy with the way things are. 27% think there could be a little tweak. Majority of America thinks either this shit needs to be torn down completely or something drastic needs to change. Mm. What that means is people are not happy with the people that we put in power. People are not happy with the current societal structure. People are not happy with what's going on. And even though they try to flood us with content, they try to flood us with shit that we don't have to care about, but they tell you you have to care about. And for a minute, we care about it and we pretend like we care about it. But at the end, it always reverts back to shit's broken and it needs to change.
So the question that is always on the tip of my tongue, Matt, whenever we have this type of conversation or this type of context or conversation is, when are people going to get frustrated enough to take action?
I think
because you can be frustrated all day, but if you still vote for all of the immigrants to take over your city and be forced to be in your house, like, is that what it's going to take to wake up one day and realize that, you know, the government is knocking on your door and saying, hey, you voted for these people that you don't know that speak a different language, and we're now requiring you to house them with you up in New York City. Like, is that what it's going to take? Like, before you're finally ousted from your own house? Like, what? We can complain all day. That's what great. What's one of the unique facets about humanity. We have the ability to complain, but do absolutely nothing. And so I wonder in that poll, the majority, over 50% of the Americans say the shit is broken, the system is busted, banking system's busted, educational system's busted, everything's broken. But you know what? I'm going to keep chilling out here and watch my Sunday night football with my Doritos and my Domino's.
And watch more Taylor Swift.
Exactly, because Taylor Swift has told me it's okay now to hang out and watch football.
Love the devil worship. They are, well, if you put it into preview and you screen share the preview, that's the easiest way to do this. Sorry, technical difficulties in the background. Always trying new things.
All good. We're going to show you this poll hopefully here in just a second so you guys can check out what we're looking at. But let us know in chat. You guys are in Rumble chat. You guys are in YouTube chat. You guys are in the X chat. Let us know what your thoughts are. Do you think, as maybe if you're Americans, do you feel like the system is broken? Give us a holler. Write something in comments so we can see what you guys are thinking about, because we see these polls. They rarely tell you how many what the denominator is, which is how many people they actually surveyed, right? Because CNN likes to do surveys where they survey 25 people and say, yes, out of these 25 people, everybody likes Biden. Yeah. Well, when you survey 25 people, that's what you're going to get.
I think the most interesting thing about this poll and this little infograph that we're looking at right now is this was published in the New York Times.
Really?
Yeah. This is not something that you would expect New York Times to publish maybe one month ago.
New York Times is a military propaganda arm, bro.
And they are the ones pushing this.
Mm.
It's almost like
they want to normalize it.
Either they want to normalize it or the movement is so big that they have to open up that blow off valve just a little bit.
They can't ignore it.
I think that's what's going on in the country, is that because we know that a lot of these movements are engineered.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Why do you create these movements and why do you create this dissent within the community and within society if it's anti what you're doing? And the only reason to do it is because the buildup is so large, they can feel the frustration so big that they have to give people an outlet to almost do a fake revolt.
Yeah, like let off some steam.
Have to let people let off some steam. The reality is that the more of these blow-off valves that we see going around the country and going around the world, you're like, holy shit, there's a lot of people out there really frustrated and pissed off.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would not allow so many to happen at one time, because right now there's so many going on.
So if we think about the larger propaganda psyops that have happened in the past and have been clearly through history proven to be true, one would actually wonder if we take an analog example of what we've just experienced this year, is we had Barack Hussein Obama, who is a producer of a movie.
Mm.
And this movie, some would say, is normalizing civil war, normalizing the downfall of America. So if we were to take that and that model and bring it over to the New York Times, which we all know is a military propaganda arm for the DNC, then maybe they're fomenting and maybe they're supporting this rise of frustration. And they're saying, if everybody gets frustrated, we win because people don't come together when they're frustrated. They fight against each other. So maybe this is part of the boondoggling that they're doing to us.
I think early on—
normalizing it.
I think early on the plan was to create a very thick divide between two factions within the country and have them fight each other, which is why they kept on pushing civil war propaganda.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Civil war, civil war, civil war. Everybody was talking about civil war. Any online conservative influencer out there that wouldn't shut about civil war, don't watch them. Fucking propagandists.
I remember that period. You'd have all these influencers talking about maybe we're going to get in civil war. Fuck off.
It was like 1 week of nonstop civil war talk. Right? So civil war, civil war, civil war. I think what they've realized is that the country really isn't as divided as they had hoped for.
Maybe they realize we're just all pissed off.
They are realizing that the people that are pissed off against their establishment is so large that instead of trying to divide it because it doesn't seem to be working, what they're doing is, again, creating this blow-off valve, letting out the steam.
I see.
So they had to make a shift and a change.
So can I recontextualize what you said?
Of course.
What you said is that maybe the original intent was to create this massive divide of red versus blue.
Which is what they do every election.
Every election. Peace. But they found that there is a entire swath of Americans who are just fucking pissed off. And frankly, they are tired as hell with the bullshit. So they've pivoted then. Instead of doing a red versus blue, since everybody's pissed off, they're saying, well, within the red versus blue, there are lots of different independent factions and independent dissonance and independent frustration. Let's fracture both the red and the blue together so that the red starts fighting the red, which we've seen.
Yes.
And the blue, as we know what blue does, they end up eating themselves, right? That's what blue does. Blue just cannibalizes themselves because, you know, it used
Joe
to
Biden's
be—
Joe Biden's uncle.
Well, exactly. he was cannibalized, guys. Joe Biden's uncle was eaten by other humans, guys. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think that's really what it is, because if you see these movies, like, for example, the pro-Palestine, anti-Israel movement, like, both sides are kind of on that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a left-right thing anymore.
Yeah. It's we're all pissed off and money's being sent in all the different places and no one's happy anymore.
And I get it, like taking over colleges, fine, peace. But again, it's really about there are a certain group of people that are controlling the world, that are controlling our society, and the growing amount of people that are becoming aware to that and waking up to that and fighting against that. I mean, it's got to be the biggest it's ever been in recent history. I can't remember a time. It's not just here in the United States. It's all over the damn world.
Yes. And if I may say, you probably have seen these too, Will, as well, is I have seen more and more videos, which I love, of average Americans being videotaped at like a Quick Mart or like a Publix or like a Walmart, and they're at cashiers and they're just tired. And what they're usually saying at these random moments is like, I see you. I know what you're doing. The government's fucking fake. I can't believe you fucking fell for that shit. Like, people are getting fed up. And in public now, they're calling people out and saying, why the fuck are you wearing that mask, you dumbass? It's like, as a little aggressive, probably wouldn't do it myself. But I think people, every person has a limit, right? The mainstream media and all the shenanigans that are happening haven't gotten me to that limit yet. I don't know where that limit is for you, Matt. I don't know where that limit is for me because I've never touched that limit. But for many Americans, that limit has been hit and people are speaking out, which is a great thing.
I think if we haven't hit that limit, then, I mean, that's literally why we exist on the internet. That's why we have this show. That's why we're live right now.
We should call it.
That's why all these people are watching.
Yeah, because we're the blow-off valve.
People are at the limit.
We are the blow-off valve.
Oh, I totally forgot. I want to announce this before we go. Going to be on Andy Frisella's show on Thursday. So if you guys are not familiar, I'm going to be on Andy Frisella's Real AF show. I'm flying out there to St. Louis tomorrow. And we will be on the show, and it should be live, I believe, on Friday.
Can't wait. Guys, mark your calendars. It's going to be a good one.
So if you got any Andy Frisella fans out there, I'm a huge fan of what he does. I'm going to be on a show Thursday. Sorry. Commercial over.
That's a fine commercial. I'll jump in another one. For those of you who are here, smash the like button. Let everybody know. Repost it. Retweet it. Join the Freethinker Army. You can join us on Discord. You can join us on Telegram. And in the future... You know what's really interesting, Matt, is we have all these fractured, frustrated dissidents that have kind of grouped together based on what they're most angry about, whether it's Black Lives Matters, education, DEI, ESG, you know, Soros, you know, whatever. There's all these little factions of people that are frustrated. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could find a place where all of the frustrations could come together and everyone could realize in their own factions that we're all fighting the same fight? Right? You guys just have a particular bias towards Black Lives Matter versus COVID versus DEI versus trans. Everyone has their thing, right? But everyone at the end of the day, the masters of DEI, the masters of trans, the masters of Black Lives Matter, the masters of all this, they're all one and the same. Would you agree?
Funny you ask, because we are working on it. Be patient with us, guys. We are working on the back end. And I know that we ask people, if you want to get involved, to send us your information. And we've been creating a list of people that want to help out. We have been scrubbing through that list. We will be reaching out to people shortly. So just know that we are constantly working in the background. It's just a lot of moving pieces. And every time we think like we have something figured out, more interesting opportunities go. And it's just snowballing in from like the small idea of like, we should just get people together to like, maybe we'll change the world.
Yeah.
And that's the most exciting part.
Yes. And again, with your little monologue in the beginning of this, you waxed poetic a little bit about this word army. But man, that word army really is true. I think we are, and I'll just speak for myself here, but I am becoming more and more and more convinced over time that this truly is a good versus evil. I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm not exaggerating here. There is clearly evil at work. We are witnessing the outcome of evil decisions being made. And I think it is ignorant to live in today's day and age and think otherwise. I really think it's ignorant. I mean, like, how many times do you have to get egg in your face to wake up and say, you know what? The people who are throwing egg in my face, they're not good people. You know, they're really not good people. You know, I don't think they have my best interests in mind. You know, how many times are you going to get egg in the face, guys?
Have you seen these clips going all over TikTok and Instagram, especially of people comparing the previous Met Gala to the Hunger Games? I love these clips. I've like watched so many of them, and it's something about it that is just, dude, can you pull it up, Will? Because, you know, we've heard this idea of the current liberal city leadership is like the capital, yeah, right? In Hunger Games. We all know the Hunger Games. Yeah. I love this movie. Hey, just play one of these. Are you coming to a tree that's strong enough on man? It's saving mother free. Strange things have happened here. Stranger wouldn't be. We met and did.
It's true. It's true. They say art imitates life.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, all of the hyperbolic, all of the overly exaggerated characters in the Hunger Games were wearing all these esoteric but absolutely flowery and ostentatious.
It is real life.
It's real
life. It's real life.
It's real life.
It's real life.
You're not living in a Clown Fiesta world. You're not living in a Simpsons episode. Guys, we truly live in a world that was given to us in the 90s and 80s when we saw those movies and we said, that's going to be the future. They all look retarded. They all look gay. They all wearing these flowery dresses that aren't even nice or good looking at all. We've done it, guys. We made it.
Where's the other one, Will?
We're there. We've achieved greatness. We now have achieved greatness where these people who are actors, who literally are just monkeys who say words on a screen, are wearing $50,000 dresses that literally you can't wear anybody else, wear anywhere else. They're not functional. It's crazy. What else? Look at this. These guys are just so full of themselves. It's all about rich people giving other rich people awards. It's like. Seriously, though, the obtuseness. These guys are not grounded in reality. The world is not like this, Matt.
This trend to not only make this comparison, which there are millions of videos of,
yeah,
and the hundreds of millions of views, which is amazing. They're also going around and they're blocking them. So they're going onto their Instagrams and leaving a negative comment and blocking them.
Good. Let them eat. Let them get eaten.
Something like Kim Kardashian has lost like 3 or 5 million followers in 2 days.
Good. Why would you want your daughter to consider Kim Kardashian as a good example and role model for life? That crushes my soul. That crushes my soul, man. Why would you do that?
And I get it. You get it. I get it. A lot of the people here watching and listening get it. But a lot of society absolutely adores and elevates and pedestals these celebrities.
Why?
We all know why.
Do we?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Because you're told to. Shut up and comply. What are you thinking? Why would you question that? Just do as you're told. Love these people. Give them your money.
Yes, Massa. Yes, Massa.
Buy their skincare routine.
Whip me more, Massa. Bend me over like Diddy.
But seeing the movement, especially amongst the younger generation, the Gen Z going, forget the celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
What have they ever done for us?
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the political world. They haven't lived it as much just yet.
Yeah.
So their only gut reaction, that their natural instinct is that we want to fight the establishment. And what they see as establishment is celebrity.
Mm.
It's the same reaction of your middle of America Trump supporter. That, hey, damn the system. I like this elite that resonates with the normal people.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take my chances with the orange man. There is a huge amount of society that's like, the system is broken. This guy's the outlier. I'm going with the outlier. At the end of the day, people are fighting back for very similar reasons. People are just sick and done and sick of it. And I love it. I love to see Gen Z waking up. Again, everyone wakes up to different things at different times. I love to see them be like, take power back from the celebrities.
Let's go.
You might have to lower the volume.
Let's go. I love that. No, I love the fact that I just quoted this. I just typed it down because it was so good. We'll take our chances with the orange man. Like seriously, I think that people are so worn out that it's like, that probably is the capitulation. It's just like, you know what? Things are so bad. I'll take my chances with the orange man, you know?
Because also, in Europe, do you know what Eurovision is?
You told me about this earlier. This was not part of my matrix that the world is feeding me, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, Eurovision is
I know what Eurovision is, right?
Okay, if for people that don't know, Eurovision is a Europe-only pop music contest.
Yep.
So all the countries send over their pop things. It's kind of gay because, you know, pop music tends to be that way. But what they do is they send their best and they have a big competition. And for Europe, this is like their, Super Bowl of pop. Yep. I don't even know how to call that. It's so stupid. But they do it.
It's like their MTV Music Awards.
But bigger. this is like the thing for Europe. Europop.
It's like,
this is
like the Oscars for Europe.
It's a competition between countries. Oh. It's like the
It's the Olympics.
It's the pop music Olympics
of
Europe.
Pop music Olympics. Let's just sit on that for a second.
For
pop,
people watching and listening, yeah, it's super gay.
Pop music Olympics sounds exactly that like the Hunger Gala.
It's exactly like that.
Completely but, useless. Rich people just giving rich people awards, guys.
So this year, Eurovision decided to let Israel compete in Eurovision.
Oh.
Now you're interested.
You can't have Israel compete because Israel competes, then the Palestinians are going to be something.
So number one, Israel isn't in Europe.
Yes. First off, yes.
Okay. So they decided that they're going to let Israel compete in Eurovision.
But let's take a pause here. All of the recent winners of beauty pageants in Europe are dark-skinned. So this is actually like the winner of the Switzerland beauty pageant was clearly Nigerian or something like this. You know, but she's in Switzerland. So she clearly represents the vast majority of, you know, Swiss people.
So there were a lot of pro-Palestine protests outside of Eurovision. Mm. You can understand why.
Yes.
And one of the front runners that was supposed, that would look like was going to win, had some sort of verbal altercation about the aggressive nature of the Israeli staff while they were at Eurovision. They had choice words and they disqualified him.
Oh, were the Israeli individuals, were they burning babies and
no burning babies here. I don't know.
Just wondering. I don't know how aggressive they can be, because apparently they can be really aggressive.
It's possible. I don't have proof of that yet.
Okay.
Yet.
No babies in incubators. Okay. I guess that was fake.
So they kicked this guy off.
Okay.
But this guy was hype, and I watched the song of this guy. Lower the volume a little bit. It seems a little loud. I'm going to let you guys watch this guy's performance.
Okay.
All right. Please.
Wait, this is the winner.
This is the guy that was supposed to win.
Oh, supposed to win.
That didn't win. That got kicked off for fighting with the producers about Israel.
Okay.
Quick disclaimer. It's like 2 or 3 minutes. Don't leave me. I swear we'll get to something afterwards.
Wait, is this super gay?
Okay. It's not as gay as the winner. Yeah. It's not as gay as the winner, and I'll tell you who the winner was after we watch
this. Okay, let's watch this. I'm excited, guys.
Euro! Let's go together! It's now or never! I love you all!
Welcome in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dondra. Europa, Europa. Welcome in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dondra. Europa.
Zoek mijn friends in friends, of neem de benen naar benen. Ik loop weg uit Nederland, maar mijn paspoort is verdwenen. Gelukkig geen visum nodig om bij je te zijn. Dus de bus naar Polen of de trein naar Berlijn. Ik heb geen geld voor Paris, dus gebruik mijn fantasie. Heb je eurootje, please, zeg merci en alsjeblieft. Ben echt alles kwijt, behalve de tijd. Dus ben elke dag op reis, want de wereld is van mij.
You want 10 times? Oh my goodness. Matt, I'm just going to be honest with you, bro. That's 2 minutes that I just can't get back.
You will never have that time back. Imagine me who watched it like 5 times.
So, this guy, he lost an entire life, an hour of his life watching that shite. Amazing.
So this guy, regardless of what you think of his music, because obviously I'm not a huge pop music fan, but...
Is that pop music?
It's Europop. That's what Europop sounds like, apparently.
Jesus.
I don't listen to global pop music. I don't know. I have no relevance.
Man.
But
it actually makes me feel glad we have Taylor Swift. Shit.
It's the same.
Whoa. Come on. Wow,
cuck.
I mean, Taylor Swift's a little bit better than that.
I don't know about that.
Heck, oh.
So, but this guy was wildly popular. And there was uproar when they disqualified him.
What, you're telling me he didn't win with that act? How could you not win with that act? That act was like A plus. That was like S tier. Not even A plus, S tier, man.
The person who won was Eurovision's very first. Do we have a drum roll? Damn it. Very first non-binary.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Bro.
So they took the guy that was super popular and fighting with the producers over Israel being there, and they had the non-binary win the competition. And if you think this was gay, I'm not going to show you the other one because then you're really going to be mad at me.
I feel like we need to, though.
No, you can't. I don't want to watch. I watched like 10 seconds of it, and I was like, dude, I can't.
Do you have 10 seconds?
No. Because I was like, Will, should we play this? And I was like, maybe we'll look at it. I was like, no, I can't do it.
Is it?
It's exactly what you think it would be.
Why are these non-binary individuals so obsessed with genitalia?
I don't know. It's really weird. And
why is that their identity?
So people in Europe are furious over this.
Why?
Because does politics have to put themselves in every faction of society, including a pop music competition?
Bro, Europe is just 2 years ahead of America.
Well,
like they're more progressive. I mean, 85% of London are Nigerians.
Like, all right, well, see if you can find it real quick. See if you can find the actual Eurovision winner. I think his name's like Neo or Nemo or something like this.
See
if we can just get 10 seconds. Just
I'm
10 seconds only.
In complete disagreement with your assertion there, Matt. Europe loves migrants. Europe loves assimilating new cultures into usually predominantly white cultures. Europe loves dissolving culture. Europe loves removing historical landmarks.
I really feel like you're talking about the American government and establishment.
No, that's Europe first.
That's not different?
Europe's just 2 years ahead of us.
Dude, it sounds exactly the same.
So when you tell me that European people don't like progressive socialism and fascism, that doesn't make sense. They should be the preeminent leaders of trans and non-binary music.
People are all waking up for various reasons at different times.
Mm.
And for some people, the rigging of Eurovision happens to be
that's the final fucking straw. It's the final straw. You've ruined my entertainment. You ruined my Jeopardy. Guys, that's it right there. When politics has ruined Jeopardy, then the revolution's going
to
come.
Well, they did ruin Jeopardy, and because they tried to put Blossom in as a host when it should have been Ken Jennings.
Yes, you're not wrong. So, guys,
people were furious, except they still watch.
Listen, you want a revolution in your country? Fuck up mid-afternoon sitcoms.
Mm.
Fuck up Days of Our Lives.
I don't even have TV. I don't even know. Dude, play this real quick, Will. Let's see. Okay, serious question here. Is this gayer or is the previous gayer?
At least the previous one was kind of high.
Dude, like, you broke him. He's like glitching.
Dude, it's moments like these, Matt, where I literally, my soul moves to bring on the meteor. When's the asteroid going to hit Earth? Like, let's just get over with this shit. Like,
Doc Quantum says at least one person in chat became gay from exposure to this.
Like, seriously, guys, when I watch stuff like this, like, I understand. For some of you guys, understand this out there in the crowd. Some of you guys understand this out that are watching this today, and on replay. Like, you've heard of the calling of the void. You've heard of that, right? Will, you know the calling of the void?
Well, Amico says, apologize, but I'm going to be busy tonight watching all the Eurovision performances.
Well, he wants to be gay. Amico, I see you, brother. Maybe we should. Okay. But Will, have you ever, you've heard of the calling of the void? No. You heard of the calling of the void?
Yes.
Okay. So for those of you guys who don't know, the calling of the void is a moment in time. Usually it happens for me once a year when I'm driving late at night. And the calling of the void is a voice in your head that says, go veer off to the right, kill yourself. Mm. That's the calling of the void, right? You guys have probably experienced it at least once in life where you're driving or doing something and suddenly some weird voice in your head says, go kill yourself, or why don't you just ram yourself into the tree? That's the calling of the void. The moment that I watched this second video,
Matt,
I had the calling of the void. I had the calling of the void. I was watching this thing and my soul felt decrepit. My soul felt like it was being overtaken by evil. And I seriously, the first thought that I had in this calling of the void in the back of my head was, man, bring the fucking asteroid on, bro. Let's get an end this shit.
Just end it now.
Just bring the asteroid on. When is the asteroid going to come, guys? Shit. Damn it.
Oh, Amico says, make me gay again. Dude,
he's actually, Amico is going to make gay great again.
Look, make me gay again.
Meant to say is make gay great again. I see you, Amico.
So, because even in this, and you see the pushback, and you say, when is enough enough, and when are people going to wake up? Did you see that Miss USA quit?
Oh, I thought you were going to say that Miss USA is like a Down syndrome brown person.
Miss USA is hot. And she quit.
Why?
She was like, I don't agree with what's going on. She didn't expand. But she, can you find that picture of her statement?
Oh.
So basically what she said was, I don't agree with the direction of the Miss USA competition and what's going on. So I'm going to step down. First Miss USA ever to step down. And in her letter, she took the internet sleuths, the internet's undefeatable, right? They took every first letter of her statement, of every sentence,
mm-hmm.
and it says, I am silenced.
Oh, wow. Oh, bro, the hidden ink, guys.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
Wow.
Yeah, so she probably has some sort of NDA and contract within Miss USA, so she's not allowed to talk about it. So in this, her little post on why she's resigning, she said, I don't agree with the direction of what's going on, probably because they try to push all the trend shit. So she literally has, if you go take every first letter of every sentence, it says, I am silenced.
Wow. Well played, girl. Apparently, beauty pageant women are smarter than we thought, because usually whenever I see beauty pageant women, they say, what is your message to the world? Oceans are blue and people can't get out of Africa because they don't have maps.
And Will, at least because we're talking about her, can we at least show a picture of Miss USA?
Is she a Down syndrome, a colored person of color?
She's really pretty.
Okay, because the way that the society is going, I would assume that Miss USA is a Down syndrome person of color. Probably Vietnamese.
So yeah, she won and she stepped down and then she had this weird message. And then...
She doesn't represent America. What represents America is a retarded person of color.
Miss Teen USA...
Oh, is she a retarded person of color?
She's really pretty. She's young, so don't say that. She's like 15. Teen USA.
Is she a retarded person of color?
And she stepped down also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Probably because she's a retarded person of color.
Because she cited the same exact reasons. I don't agree with the direction of what's going on, and therefore, I don't want to represent anymore. So you have Miss USA and Miss Teen USA both stepping down because they don't like the direction of the beauty pageants, because as you know, beauty pageants are, like in Europe, giving all of it to Swiss trannies.
Well, let me just say, the fact that they stepped down, these two beauty pageant winners, actually made things worse. Because you know what's going to fill the void? A retarded person of color.
What it does is shows that in every segment of society, beauty pageants, because for the last few years, all we've seen in beauty pageants is all these guys winning.
Mm.
And then finally, the girls win. And they're like, no, we're stepping down. It's like, oh, there is an agenda, because even the girls didn't want to put up with it.
So when is it going to happen to women's sports?
I think it's going to happen.
You think so?
I think it's everywhere, because you see it with the celebrities, right? I mean, you're talking about the liberal Gen Zs starting to organize and push back against the establishment elite. You see Miss USA and Miss Teen USA push back against the liberal elite.
So the pattern is clear. The toxicity of politics and the insanity of politics is truly or has truly infected every area of societal life, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is beauty pageants are no longer safe.
It's safe space.
You can't do it. You can't do it, guys.
I see that as a huge positive. And then we see the pushback against Wall Street.
Yes.
How crazy.
I'm loving this, actually.
How amazing, how fun. If you guys aren't following Roaring Kitty, if you guys haven't seen the movie or documentary, that's the easiest way to catch up on Netflix, although that's probably skewed. Roaring Kitty, the guy who started the whole GameStonk movement on Reddit, this guy has been off the internet for 3 years.
Yes.
Because Congress, they told him, get off the internet.
Ghosted.
He completely disappeared. And on Sunday, he posted a meme, a picture of a guy holding a controller sitting up. Basically, it's the moment that you decide you're going to start taking the video game seriously.
Yep.
He posted that meme. And on Monday, GameStop went up 100%.
Yep.
The short sellers, institutional short sellers on Monday lost $1 billion on Monday. And they had to stop trading of that stock 5 times in that day.
Yep.
Yesterday, they stopped it 6 times in like 15 minutes.
Yep.
And between GameStop and AMC, the short sellers are down something like $5 billion.
More now. Yeah, more now.
This is literally, and it started on Reddit, which is Reddit is a super left liberal place.
Yep.
There is nothing conservative about Reddit. It is the armpit of liberal society.
Oof, nice. I like that. Armpit of liberal society.
They are organizing and fighting back against the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, just, I tried it my best I can with my little financial technical knowledge that I have. Maybe you can
so for everybody
say it better.
Everybody who's catching up, the theme of today and the theme of this amazing live stream that we're doing for everybody out there, smash the like button, join the Freethinker Army, join the Discord, join the Telegram, repost, retweet, let everybody know. We got over 1,000 people in this, so definitely share it long and hard and wide. Ooh, I like that long and hard.
That's what she said.
Long and hard, just like that. And so today's theme of our stream is people are fighting back. People are getting frustrated. We're seeing beauty pageant winners getting frustrated. We're seeing people who usually are immune to the being woken up, and their TV shows, their music awards are being ruined by politics and by the societal craziness that's going on. And now, in another example of factions fighting back, we have the rise and resurrection of the GameStonks and what's going on with Wall Street. So I'll give you a TLDR, 2 minutes, that's all I need.
Diamond hands.
When it comes to the stock market, do not be deceived. As an investor for over two decades, I started investing in late 1995. It was my first time. I bought Johnson & Johnson, I bought Pepsi Cola, I bought Sun Microsystems, and I bought Microsoft. And they went up and split, and I made a fuck ton of money in the late 90s. But short selling, let me say it this way. Stock market is legal gambling, number one. And number two, it is legalized gamification of money and money laundering. So since most of us retail people don't have access to it, or we have limited access to it, that's how the rich elites make their money. By siphoning money away from you and I, the retailers in this game of stock market, and they make all their money from those trades. So what short sellers do, long story short, is they hope that a stock will go down, and when it goes down, they'll make a lot of money. That's all you need to know. The problem is that if the stock goes up, then they can lose a lot of money. And so the people in Reddit have figured out the game. They figured out the algorithms. They figured out that, hey, if the rich elite can play this game and manipulate stocks where it's fascinating, where they're buying lots of, or they're short selling lots, which should which should, in a lot of ways, show an inverse correlation that the price should be going down. But interestingly enough, the Redditors and the Reddit army are making it go up. And so all of these institutional buyers, all of these institutional investors are going to get short squeezed. They're going to lose tons of money at their own game. And that's the irony, is that we're using the same logic, algorithms, and methodologies that the rich elite are using, but yet we're using it against them. So some people would say, last thing I could say, some people would say that this GameStonk thing could actually tank the entire global economy.
So that's what they said in 2021, the last time this happened.
Mm-hmm.
I like the stock. And in 2021, it was going to the moon. Institutional funds, hedge funds were getting, I mean, literally put out of business.
Yeah.
Because of the movement of the people fighting back. Because people are pissed off about COVID. People are pissed off about lockdowns. They were looking for a way to get involved, to push back against society. And somehow, this random guy who's not very well-spoken, is not very good on camera, is actually not that likable, became super likable, became a cult hero in Roaring Kitty. Such a weird name.
He's sticking it to the man.
And when they were... when the hedge funds and institutions were getting crushed, they came in and they said, you know what? We're losing. Our team is losing too much money. The plebe team is making too much money. Let's just turn it off.
Yeah, because we can't have regular average Joes make money on the stock market.
Because when they are winning and we are losing, they never turn that shit off.
It would be
they will let us lose our asses.
Yeah. It would be unfair for the rich elite to lose money, Matthew.
But if the elite lose money, they literally just turn the system off to let them recover.
Yeah,
give them time. It's their game. Let them figure it out.
It's their video game. You can't raid their video game and assume they're going to play by the same rules.
And that was 2021. Roaring Kitty had to disappear off the net.
Yeah.
3 years, completely gone. 2024, he comes back, does one tweet. One. And it starts it all over again. And what do? Because the plebs and the ants of society start winning again. What do? Same shit they did last time. They just turned it off. Halted trading on it 5 times on Monday, 6 times on Tuesday. I have not checked today. I have no idea what's doing today.
It's an unfortunate game, my friends. We live in a world where everything is manipulated and they are constantly using every mechanism that they possibly can to suck money out of your pockets and put it into theirs, guys.
It is okay when they do it for their benefit. Mm. If you default, if you don't pay your home loan, if you have problems with your mortgage, they will take your house.
Yeah, and at gunpoint.
If you are a bank and you lose all your money, they just give you more money. That's literally how it works.
Yeah.
We've seen this in 2000, especially 2007, 2008,
where
the banks totally messed up, pooched it, lost billions of dollars,
mm-hmm.
and Obama said, oh, you got some more money left? Hold on.
I got you, homie.
Let me just give you some more.
I got you, dog. Just like Diddy got
this
you.
This shit's not real anyway. Yeah. Let me just give you more.
You're not wrong.
I heard they're printing about $1 million a minute is what they're printing right now as we speak.
Yeah.
$1 million a minute.
Yeah.
Just free money. $1 million a minute.
Yeah. Why do we pay taxes again, Matt?
Because they tell you to. Actually, fun fact, not financial advice. It is illegal to not file your taxes. It is not illegal to not pay your taxes.
Come again?
Filing your taxes required by law.
Fair enough.
Paying your taxes is actually not required by law.
Wait, not financial advice.
Not financial advice.
Don't, guys. What I
don't
think
that.
I just understood
that.
I just understood exactly what Matt said. Don't follow any of that advice. But if that's what the law says,
yes,
then that's what the law says.
There is no law that requires people to actually pay their taxes. The laws are in place just to require people to file their taxes.
Well, see, the problem is that in most cases, the entity that you're working with has already pre-filed your taxes for you, right? They deduct.
No,
it out
but
of your-
you have to file your own.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, slave.
But they've already taken
the
money,
dance.
Though.
Do the dance. We know exactly how much you owe, but we need you to pay somebody else and do some calculations and tell us if you think we're right.
Wait. So you're telling me
They know exactly.
They know exactly how much money I'm going in and out.
Correct.
But they can't tell me how many billions of dollars they're sending to Ukraine.
Why would they?
You're telling me they can tell me all of my transactions, but yes. They can't tell me who's in the black book of Epstein Island?
I forget which institution it was, but we found out recently that literally the IRS is collecting data on all your banks. They know every dollar that goes in and out.
And but they can't find the 950,000 children who go missing every year?
Nope. Trillions of dollars missing every time.
It's basically a million kids a year, guys.
Yep. See, look, check out PMON on Freedom Law School. We don't have to pay Fed taxes. It's true. I've heard this from several people. I heard there was a...
I don't want to go down this conspiracy. I don't want to go down this rabbit hole because...
Because you feel stupid for paying? Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm double vaxxed and triple boosted.
Yeah. Well, you are because you've been paying taxes.
Fuck.
Yeah. Idiot.
Damn it.
What a tool.
What a sheeple.
You thought you were so awake and there you are.
Paying taxes.
Hey, government, where do I write the check to?
Yes, Massa. Yes, Massa. Can I have some more Diddy Master?
Totally not financial advice. I don't know anything. Don't listen to me. I just talk on the internet.
Yeah, just diddy me some more government, please. Diddy me harder.
But yeah, that's what's going on in the world. I think there's a movement of people doing it.
This is good, though. No, let's not miss the kind of capstone of all of this. There are movements. There are people waking up everywhere, and they're pissed off for a multiplicity of different reasons. I wonder, Matt, if there's a way to amalgamate, congeal, and bring together all of this frustration and mobilize it for good.
Well, can we end cap with something, an interesting story that you just told me about this morning?
Sure.
That I kind of want to explore.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
You told me, and maybe, Will, you can find this article for us, please.
No lube.
The ship that crashed into the Baltimore Bridge.
This shit is so fucked up. Have you guys heard this out there in internet land?
The ship that crossed into the Baltimore Bridge that they said was a complete mistake.
Yep.
Nothing nefarious going on. That Joe Biden, the very following day, came out and said, hey, don't worry. The government will pay for the bridge. 1 week later, the insurance company came out and said, hey, no investigation necessary. Don't worry. We'll chip in for the bridge too. Never in the history of the world has the government in U.S. and the insurance companies said, we don't want to look into it. We'll just pay. Mm-hmm. Never happened before. But in this bridge, the ship, where are all the people?
Yeah. So let me read the news article. Here we go, guys. It's from CBS News. The title of the article is Weather Delays Plans to Use Explosives to Remove Key Bridge from Dali. The ship's crew pushes FBI to return confiscated phones. Why would they return confiscated phones? Well, apparently, the weather is delaying the explosive demolition of a massive span of the key bridge that sits on top of the Dali cargo ship, as concern over high winds has officials moving the plan from Saturday to Sunday. The demolition will happen while more than 20 crew members remain on board for over 2 months. The Unified Command expects the explosion to just take seconds. However, Reverend Josh Messick of the Baltimore International Seafarer Center said it has been in constant contact with the crew members over the past 6 weeks. They have not left the ship. Quote, they'll be at their stations for most of the part, whatever they're doing normally while they're doing all this, Messick said. It's really been taxing on them. They're well cared for by the company. They're just not allowed to leave the ship, and they want their mobile phones back. Just to be confined to one space for so long is incredibly stressful.
Can we recap that real quickly?
Wait, what the hell is going on?
The 20 crew members of that ship are not allowed to leave the ship, and they've taken their phones.
And they're only 150 meters from shore.
They can swim there.
Yeah.
They can rowboat there. They can do a little raft there.
A skiff?
They can throw each other to land.
Yeah.
Why are they trapped on a boat? And why did they confiscate their plane? I mean, confiscate their phones. In what world is like, okay, this is above water. This is all good. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to see. Why would you take their phones?
I mean, it makes no sense. You are a seafaring man. You've been out in the waters trying to deliver these packages in these containers. You crash into a bridge. The first thing you're going to do is get on your cell phone, call your baby mama, and say, hey, I'm stuck on this thing. You probably saw the news. They're probably going to get me out in the next couple hours or so I can see you soon. Instead, they're on this boat for almost 2 months.
And question, anyone see pictures of him alive? What are they doing? Why are they there?
I'd be pissed to high hell if I was a crew member of that boat. You take my cell phone and you don't let me leave when I could literally jump off with two of those life preservers and swim my ass cold but safely to shore. Like, why did we? That's what life preservers are for. They keep you afloat. You just have to keep moving. Like, why don't they let them go? That doesn't, like, your family of these, if you're the family members of these 20 sailors, like, you'd be pissed. You'd be like, why don't you let my husband go? Why don't you let my brother go? Why don't you let my uncle go? He, like, they're, like, they could climb up the bridge. There is something nefarious going on. There's something wacky going on. It doesn't make any sense to me. What are you laughing at?
Ducky said trapped semen.
you immature, oh my God.
That just got me. I don't know why. You said trapped semen.
blue balls is what you mean.
Why are they trapped there? Why is no one covering this? Why is no one talking about it? I did not know they've been there for 2 months ever since the crash happened.
And this reverend has been talking with them for 6 weeks. And he's like trying to keep their spirits up.
Spirits up for what? They're not trapped in like the Indian Ocean somewhere or in the middle of the Pacific or in the Bermuda Triangle, which we never talk about anymore, by the way.
That's true.
Like, what happened to Bermuda Triangle? Is that not a thing anymore? Apparently not. Why are they sitting there?
All I know.
Are they trapped? Are they imprisoned? Are they prisoners?
I think, I think it's very obvious. The ship crashing into the bridge was not an accident.
Mm. It was wow, you conspiracy theorist.
It was by design. And the reason it's by design is you would not hold hostage the crew members if it wasn't by design.
And by taking their phones, it is holding people hostage.
Not only that, you just brought up something that maybe people glazed over. Insurance never pays out quickly.
Never. Government never pays out quickly. And they always require investigation.
Of course. And
a government diligence. Investigation into a crash is like a 2-3 year process. An insurance
it took them 7 years to do fucking 9/11, dude.
Maui got $700 a person, and they are still trying to clear out the debris. Not
$700 a household.
$700 a household, and they have not even started clearing out the debris yet. Never mind rebuilding.
Yeah.
This, what the hell is going on?
Within 3 weeks of the accident, insurance pays out, and if insurance pays out in 3 weeks, why are the crew still on the boat 3 weeks later?
Hey, Will, can you look this up? Check out the Houston Bridge just collapsed 2 hours ago. Can you find something on that, Will?
None of this makes sense, guys. All I know is that there are 20 families out there that should be ridiculously pissed off that their husbands, friends, brother, and uncle are stuck on a ship that's literally 100, 200 meters from shore.
Or they thought they were going to talk. They locked them in, and they send in Diddy.
But I'm bummed.
Hey, it's a big party.
It could be, but I don't want to go super negative here, Matt. But,
it's negative.
But you know what happens? You know what? Let me just come out with it. The chances are that they might all be dead.
And I mean, why else would you take the phones if that's not true?
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like the missing people of Sandy Hook. Can't say that, guys.
Galveston Bridge collapse.
That you may be overly concerned with appearing part.
What do you mean they're hit by a barge? Why are people just run? Can we just say?
Wait.
And I don't know if it's because there's more coverage on it than there ever was. But in the last year, we've had crazy amount of trains derailing.
Chicken farms, cow farms, meat farms, dairy farms, egg farms. It's all blown up. Everything's blown up.
Everything's
blown up. All of our infrastructure, all of our food supplies are all blown up.
Boats are just running at the bridges. That's the thing. Planes are falling out of the fucking sky.
True story. Yeah.
Like they're landing with no front wheel. Like it's that movie Airplane. Is that it?
Yeah. No door.
No door.
Yep. Half a wing.
Literally cyber attacks every single day. Every day I get an email from someone. Oh. My alerts on like credit stuff is crazy.
Yeah.
Like doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
I really feel like at some point they're trying to just burn down the entire system, create so much chaos so they can... You can't replace the entire system with their system. Oh, dude.
Have you heard about the EMP blast that they're doing all night? They're like blasting us with EMPs. Some of you guys know about this. If you go to the radars, there's some guys who have these radar systems that are following all of the EMP electromagnetic blasts, and apparently they're blasting us late at night throughout the night with all of this like electricity shit, which is not good. It's like 5G, like 5G radiation type shit that they're doing to us.
You asked really early on why the New York Times would show a picture and talk about this poll. Can you pull up that poll again?
And the reason is because they want mass chaos everywhere. They don't give two fucks, bro. If you are a fascist or a true communist and you are of that ilk, then you don't care how the evil gets done, as long as the evil gets done. That's why some people get really upset with the little men with little hats, because sometimes the little men with little hats are on both sides of the equation. And you're like, bro, you're actually working against yourself. But to them, they don't care, because chaos is the goal. And however you can achieve chaos, it doesn't matter. The means are the ends. Make sense?
We had this poll of how many people want a complete replacement of society. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we found out is that it's a lot of people. That there is a huge community of people, and we're struggling here, that 69%
nice
want major change or the system to be entirely torn down. We start at the top with this.
70%.
69
nice
percent of the people want complete overhaul of the system.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. Why do they show that? Why do they want you to know that?
They want people normalizing that it is normal for people to desire a restructuring of society.
No. It's because they create so much chaos that once it fails, once it falls apart, people are like, we want to change anyway. It gives them an opportunity to roll out their new plan.
Oh.
Roll out their change.
Agenda 2030.
Their proposed idea of change.
15-minute cities.
Do you notice how the boats are having trouble communicating with the bridges and we're hitting? We're having trouble with our logistics. We're having trouble with the outdated train system, our plane system. Mm-hmm. We're having trouble with our banking. We're having trouble with currency. We're having trouble with cash. We're having trouble with crime. We're having trouble with surveillance. We're having trouble with the internet. We're having trouble with social media. We're having trouble with all of this. And isn't that really annoying to you? Isn't that really inconvenient for your life? Mm-hmm. We have an idea.
Oh.
We have an idea that can make your life better.
Oh. What is it?
We can improve your life, make it better for you so that you don't have to have these worries any longer.
Oh, save me, government.
All you gotta do is comply.
Oh, easy.
Download this app, and for downloading this app, we'll even give you a little bit of free credits.
Oh, that.
You don't get money. There's no more money. You'll get some credits.
Ooh, it tickles my pee-pee.
You'll get some free credits, and then it's not that difficult to change the world.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that I was going to get the icing on the cake. I was going to get the ditty. Hey, can I, on a serious note for a second, did you hear that Australia is rolling out exactly what you just said?
Yeah.
Australia, not mm-hmm. China. You guys all know about China's credit system. Australia's rolling it out literally right now.
Yep.
So we have first world countries like Australia who are literally rolling out digital credit systems and systems that give you where you can be denied access to public services because you're not a good enough of a human. This is happening, guys. Thanks to Australia, which is essentially a prison country, that – They're rolling it out. They're showing us how it's going to be done, Matt. The future is here.
They test it in other markets first. You got to do it in the test markets, see how it performs, see what the pushback is, see where the failure points are.
There's going to be no pushback.
Before you roll it out to the main market.
Australians.
United States is the main market. You're testing in other areas. Yeah, so you've tested throughout Asia. You've tested in smaller countries. Now your real first big test is Australia. That's a bigger populace.
Yeah.
If it works there, it comes here next.
The problem is that Australians gave up all your guns. Y'all fucked up.
Mm.
In America, we still have lots of guns here.
That's why they test it. How can we get people to comply without forcing it?
Well, we saw with the COVID lockdown.
We create so much chaos that people are asking for help.
Yeah, they're asking for being saved, right? And in Australia, we saw that with the lockdowns, that literally how soon we've forgotten, everyone, that in Australia, they literally grabbed you and forced you to be injected. If you didn't want to be injected, they put you in concentration camps. Have we forgotten already that happened?
And
that shit's coming here. The FEMA camps are already here, guys, in America.
They're having all the illegals here. It just gives them the excuse to create infrastructure for it.
Oh, man, there's another rabbit hole. Did you know that there was actually a Chinese colony in America 100 years ago, officially sanctioned? I found a map. Maybe it's the internet, but I found a map that literally said, I think it was like out in California, there's this colony that was officially sanctioned by America that this is where the Chinese would start growing the Chinese population.
Really? We will explore that next week, because what we do is every week and occasionally and sometimes in between, we question the narrative. We are building an army to fight back, because as they roll out all these globalist agendas into our lives, into our worlds, as it grows, as they create chaos, we're going to need some sort of organization to communicate, to stay together, and put eventually at the right opportune moment.
Yes.
Push back.
It is time to mobilize. Ooh, that sounds aggressive. Don't want to say that.
Thank you, everyone. Appreciate you guys. Hey, hit that like on the way out. Don't be cheap. Just smash the like button. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you next week. And definitely tomorrow, I'm going to be on Andy Frisella's show. I'm flying to St. Louis. That should be live on Friday. Definitely come check it out. And otherwise, see you next week. Thank you, everyone. Boom.